John MacArthur, looking forward to bringing you more Portraits of Grace.
You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing in it. We're glad in it. We thank God for another opportunity to come into your home, into your cars, however you're tuning into us by the way of the radio station, WWBC. Come on. Come on in. Hallelujah. Tag, share with us on Cypress Audience. Also, we want to thank you for tuning in with us. Today is the day that the Lord has made. As we said, we are rejoicing in it. We are glad in it. It's another opportunity time that we will come in and share a word of encouragement with you. We want to thank God for the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founder and pastor, Apostle Curtis Watkins. Thank God for my wife, Evangelist Vanita Watkins, and our church mothers and our elders, all that make up the great congregation there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, the evangelists, the prophetess, all of them. We want to thank God for you. Listen, we've got somebody special in here with us on today. Oh, we got somebody special in here with us on today. Praise our God. And I'm going to bring her on. Let us take her to take us in a word of prayer. Come on. Our first lady, only lady, elect lady, evangelist, Vanita Watkins. Come on. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise. Hallelujah.
We thank God for being here today, for this is the day he has made.
Yes.
And we're going to rejoice and be glad.
Come on.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, as we begin to engraft your word today and speak your word, God, you be our mouthpiece, oh
thank
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we thank you that our tongue will be as a pen of a ready writer.
Yes.
That we will share your word accurately with
yes.
power.
Yes,
and God, we thank you. We glorify you. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Again, it's a privilege and an honor to come to into your homes, into your cars, in the way of our Cypress audience today. Thank God for you. We want you to know that God is good. And all the time, God is good. Listen, we want you to get ready. We want you to get ready. Amen. Just a few quick little announcements. Amen. Get ready. Get ready. All roads, all sidewalks, all curves lead to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Tonight, we are going to be in a powerful packed service. Apostolic. Prophetic, hallelujah, evangelistic service. This is our midweek service. Praise our God. I'm telling you, we got a speaker coming in tonight. Praise our God. Minister Georgia Mitchell. She will be with us on tonight, breaking the bread of life to us. Amen. We're looking forward to seeing you, you and you. Come over, come out, come cross, come through what you're going through. And I'm telling you, God is going to have a word for you on tonight. Again, that is Minister Georgia Mitchell. Amen. Hallelujah. From Church of God. And Mims, praise our God. We are going to look to see you all there in the place with in tonight with us. Again, the location is at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. You don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss it. I'm telling you, God is going to move. And then we'll be there again Sunday morning. Amen. With our Sunday morning services. And then coming up, I think it's the 11th through the 13th, 15th, something like. We had a whole week. Amen. It is going to be a powerful packed revival. We're going to be in revival there. Same place, same station, same location. Oh, praise our God. We're going to start the revival that Monday night. You don't want to miss this revival. Praise our God, because God going to speak to us very profound. Amen. We're looking to hear from God each night. Praise God. And we have our evangelist, Jan Berry, will be running the revival. Amen. Hallelujah. God has spoke to me and told me to have three powerful in these months. Come on, because you know we have a revival for each month. We have a revival to always be the second week in each month. And the Lord spoke to me about these three. Praise our God. So I'm asking you all, I'm compelling you all to come over, come across, and come through and watch and see what God do for you. We want to see you in the place. We want to see you in the place. And we send out our condolences to the bereaved families. All the bereaved families, we send out our condolences to you. Praise our God. To Julius Carson, we're still praying for you, man of God, and your family. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're praying for Sister Lawson and the passing of her mother. Amen. We're praying for you all, that God will see you all through. Those that I don't know, you may know, we're praying for you. Today, we want to encourage your hearts. Amen. We want to encourage your hearts along the way here. Praise our God. And I was coming, pleading and praying this morning. And we wanted to talk. I wanted to talk on the lines, First Lady. It's always the salvation scripture that we use for salvation.
Mm-hmm.
But it still can use, we can use this not only for salvation, we can use this because it's pertaining to the word of God.
Yes,
and it's pertaining to what your confession out of your mouth. So the book of Romans, the 10th chapter, and we all know it, the 8th verse says, but what says it? The word, this is what we want to really focus on. The word is not thee.
Yeah.
In thy mouth, that it, in thy mouth and in thine heart, it's not only got to be in your mouth, but it's got to be in your heart.
Yeah.
That word is not thee, even in thy heart. And wait a minute, let me read this right. But what says it? The word is not thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is the word. Uh-huh. The word right there. We want to deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
The word of faith which we preach. Yeah. The word of faith which we preach. The word is already there. Mm-hmm. The word is already surrounding us. The word is in us. And it's got to be coming out of our mouth.
Mm-hmm.
We can't only just have the word just pervaded on our lips. But it's got to be in our hearts.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's a saying, said, what's in you is going to come out of you.
Mm-hmm.
So this word got to be in you.
That's right.
You got to have it on your lips. You got to have it not only on
your
lips,
heart.
But it's got to be in your heart. Because David said, David said, that word that I did what? Hid in my heart. That I might not sin against thee. Come on, talk to us.
That's it. The Bible saying, out in abundance of a man's heart, his mouth gonna speak.
Yes.
And see, the thing is, it has to be in your heart before it can come out your mouth.
Yes.
When you vomit, you don't vomit inside.
No.
The vomit comes from the inside out.
Yes.
You don't throw up inside your system.
No.
It's what's in your system that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So what's in your spirit is gonna come out.
That's it.
If you don't have the word, it can't come out.
It cannot come out. And we must be able to speak the word in faith. Even though we do not see the word physically.
Mm-hmm.
But we must believe as the scriptures say. Because it's unto salvation too. So in this time that we're in, our lifespan time that we're in now, we must speak the word. I'm reminded again of what the centurion man said. He said, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come up under my roof.
Yes,
but all I want you to do is speak the word.
Speak the word on.
So we got to have the word. It's no other way around. We can't talk nothing else. You got to talk word on this journey.
You can't speak what you don't know.
Come on.
You know, until you get in the word and you meditate on this word day in and day out. He said, then your word will be made prosperous.
Yes.
And you should have good success.
That's it.
But the thing is, Apostle, people don't want to get in the word. People don't want to study the word.
Mm-hmm.
And then when things don't happen, they try to say it's a failure in the kingdom.
Yes.
It's not a failure in the kingdom.
Yes.
Because he said, I'm not slack concerning my promises.
Come on, come on.
But it's men.
Yes.
They count slackness.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they won't study his word. They won't pray.
Yes.
They won't spend time with him. But you got to take this thing personally.
Yes. Yes. It's personal. It deals with, like I said, it deals with the spiritual man bringing you to Christ.
Yes.
And after you get to Christ. Because that ninth verse says right here, it says, if thou shalt confess.
That's the condition.
Confess with thy mouth.
Come on.
If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in
thine heart.
Believe. That's the key. You got to believe the word in thine heart. You got to believe the word of God. You cannot take this word and just quote it and don't believe it.
Yes,
we got a lot of people just quoting the word, but they really don't believe what they're saying.
They don't believe. They don't believe. Because the Bible says in Hebrew, he said, now faith is
yes.
the substance
come on.
Of things hoped for.
Yes.
And the evidence.
Somebody need to tag and share
of
this.
Of things not seen.
Yes.
When you look at that substance, Apostle, it's basically saying, if you do it my way,
yes.
you'll have it now.
You'll have it now.
You'll have it now.
Yes.
But if you do it your way.
Yes.
But that's what that scripture say. Now faith is. Mm-hmm. If you do it my way,
mm-hmm.
you'll have it now.
Yes. Yeah. Because the word of God says, Hebrews, in the book of Hebrews, the word of God is sharp,
mm-hmm.
quick,
and powerful
than any two-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have to do is, I know we're focusing on the word here, but like I said, this scripture here is used, Paul is talking for salvation also. But after the salvation, after we receive salvation, we still got to continue in the word. We still got to continue speaking the word.
Speaking the word.
Believing the word.
Believing the word.
Operating in the word.
Operating in the word.
Doing what the word of God says.
That's it.
We can't operate nowhere else.
No other way.
And nothing else we say or do, we must operate in the word.
That's it. And, you know, let the word be your first resort.
Yes.
Don't let it be your last resort.
Yes. Yes.
Because the Bible said, in the beginning was the word.
Was the word. That's it.
Come on, and the word was, is, and
always will be. Yes.
But we don't want to speak it. They got to understand the world was created.
Yes.
By words.
Yes.
If your atmosphere jacked up, speak the word.
Yes.
You could be on a call. Somebody could call and say, oh, we need y'all to get here. We need y'all to get here. And where we got to go, it's 18 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
But how many know when you speak the word?
Yes.
The word gonna get there before you get there.
That's it. And see, one thing, First Lady Evangelist, what they failed to realize, and we dealt with this in Bible study on Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And so we begin to teach the word on Tuesday night, and I begin to see this, and we quote it all the time. People quote it all the time. People say it all the time, should I say. Oh, I want to go to heaven.
Mm.
Oh, I want to go to heaven. If you read the scripture and you know what it means, he said heaven and earth shall pass away. So heaven is not going to be.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but
my word
shall stand forevermore.
Yeah.
So what I want to do is I want it to be found in the word.
In the word.
So that we'll be able to go to the place where he has prepared for us.
That's it.
So, but we have to continue. Like you say, he said, abide in me. And my word abide in you, you can ask what you will.
Yes.
So the reason why things ain't happening is because people are not abiding, like you say, in the word of God.
They don't want the condition.
Come on.
They don't want to live the condition.
Oh, y'all need to check somebody and bring them
on
this today.
He said, if you walk up right before me, that's the condition.
Yes.
No good thing.
Will he withhold. From us.
But he said, if thou shalt confess.
Oh, my goodness, I'll take this thing.
That's the condition.
Confess. That's it. He said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus.
Yes, God. Confess with your mouth. Your mouth got to catch up with your heart.
And shall believe in thine heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved.
That's
for salvation. That's for if you're going through anything, you'll be saved from that if you use the word and confess.
That's it. Because this scripture here will unlock so many kingdom doors. But you got to speak it. You got to speak kingdom language.
Yes.
Like I often say, the Bible said, be not conformed.
To what?
To this world.
But be renewed.
Don't be shaking because the news say this. Don't be shaking because gas prices up. Don't be shaking because it's a fool's choice. Speak the word.
That's it.
And create what you need.
Yes. Words, like you said earlier, Jesus spoke words. He created this world by words.
Word.
And he made man, but he created woman by words.
That's it.
He said, let us make man.
Team effort.
So what happened was he began to speak these words, and the words came into existence because of what he has spoken in that dispensation of time. So what we're doing now, we have to take this word off these pages and apply to our hearts. Apply the word. Work the word, and the word will work for you.
It'll work for you, but you got to speak the word. The Bible say death and life
are in the power.
It's in the power of the tongue.
That's words.
Whatever, if you want to live, it's in your tongue.
Come on.
Whatever you need, it's in your tongue.
Yes.
If you need finances, it's in your tongue.
Yes.
If you need healing, it's in your tongue.
Come on.
Death and life
is in the power of the tongue.
And one pastor said, Pastor, that you are snared.
Yes. By the words of your mouth.
You're taken into hostage.
By the words.
By everything that you speak.
Yes.
Whether it's negative.
Yes.
Whether it's positive. The atmosphere, it don't know if you're playing or not.
That's it.
All it know, I heard a word.
That's it.
And I got a response.
Yes.
I heard somebody put something in the atmosphere. You got people talking about, oh, I'm dying laughing. Oh, I'm just playing. The atmosphere don't know you're playing.
No. Because what he said, guard our hearts. Guard our hearts. For what out of our heart, the issues.
It flows, the issues of life.
Flows. So we have to be careful, like you said, what we say, how we say it, when we say it, where we say it, and what we're sending the word to do.
That's it.
Because when Jesus spoke with the centurion man, he was very adamant. He said, Lord, I am not worthy for you to come up under my roof. But what he did, First Lady, he knew the principles of the word.
Yes, sir. And if you work them principles, it's going to work.
Whether you save or not.
Or not.
Because he has to honor his word.
That's it. That's it. Work this word, the word will work for you. It'll work for you. But in this culture, Pastor, they lazy. This country is lazy. They don't want to get up and pray. They don't want to witness. Oh, this is fuel for your enemy. For your soul.
They're like, so hand me this. Hand me that.
They're done.
They want God to do everything. But God has done everything. Jesus has done everything. Now it's our turn. It's on us to walk in the word. It's on us because he said, I give you power.
That's it.
So if he gave us his word and he gave us the authority to through his word. You know, we always say, Lord, bind them up. No, he said, I give you power.
Come on.
Whatsoever you bind on earth.
That's it.
So when you use the word and you take authority and bind that situation, it's already bound in heaven because the word is already there.
You're going to bind it in heaven. That's it. And the Bible says, now I'm unto him that is able to do exceeding abundant above all we can ask or think. But this the key. It's according to the power that worketh in us. And the Bible says, as the scripture said it.
Yes.
Believe on me. Out of your belly.
Shall what?
Shall flow.
The river.
Listen, rivers.
Of living.
Constant streams.
Yes.
Constant flowing. David said, yo, I will bless the Lord at all times.
And his praises.
Shall continually.
In my being.
You can't take no break.
be in my mouth.
When you believe in God for something. You can't take no snack break.
No.
You can't take no lunch break.
No.
You got to continue.
Yeah, and what he said, Abraham, staggered not at the promises of God
through
unbelief. But what he did was he stood on the principles of the word of God. Had God spoken, had God not. He's not a man that he should lie. Not a son of man that he shall repent.
In my covenant, I will not break.
What he's going to do is, he's going to do exactly what he says, but we need somebody to put it into the atmosphere of the eye of the storm that's in your life.
That's it.
You got to speak the word.
You got to speak
the word. Be instant in season and out of season.
And out of season.
When it don't feel good, when it don't look good, when you just don't know what to do, speak the word of God, because it's life in it.
That's it.
It'll save you.
That's it.
It'll save you.
But you got to open your mouth up. You know, you got to speak what God's word said. Not nobody's opinion. Not I think. Oh, it might. He said, my word standing sure.
Yes. Yes.
Heaven just sealed.
Oh, my God. He knows.
It's official.
Yes.
Heaven just sealed. But you got to be sure.
You got to be sure.
Your calling and your election, it got to be sure. And it's not based on what you go through.
Yes.
Or how I feel.
Yes.
It still has to be sure. Persecuted, I'm sure.
Yes.
Lied on,
yes.
I'm sure. You know they have that deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
He said, raise your hand if you're sure.
Yeah.
Can you raise your hand? Are you sure?
That's it. In this hour, in this time that we're in, this time right here, we must be sure that our anchor holds and grips a solid rock.
Yeah.
Because things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
Things are happening. People are falling. I'm telling you, you got to know that you know without a shadow of a doubt that the word that you're speaking is lining up with the principles and the things of God.
Paul said the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life.
Yes.
And you have to realize that it's the fullness of the Godhead. You know, Jesus came, he went back, now he's sitting at the right hand of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And the fullness of the Godhead is in him.
Yes.
But see, the thing is, Pastor, the reason why a lot of people are being defeated and tossed to and fro, they don't have enough information.
Yes.
If you understand the promises of God, the promises are yay and amen. We have seven redemptive names of God.
Yes.
Jehovah Jireh. You got to learn. It's just not to meet your need, but
yes.
Jehovah Jireh is a place.
Yes. Yes.
It's a place. Remember with Abraham, with his son.
Yes, he took him to it and he called it, yes.
Yeah, he said, this place shall be called Jehovah Jireh.
God will.
Stop looking for stuff to be an event. It's a person.
Yes.
And when you understand, he told Simon, he said, who do men say that I am?
That's it.
Who do men say that I am?
Yes.
He said, they say you're the Messiah. They say, he said, but who do you?
You personal.
Who do you say that I am?
See, do you have the relationship?
Who am I to you?
Come on.
And he said, thou art the Christ.
The Son.
Then he told Peter, because you know he changed Peter's name to Petra.
Yes.
And that means a stone,
mm-hmm.
a little rock.
Yes.
And he told Peter, he said, upon this rock, not a physical place,
yes.
but in you,
yes.
he built his church.
Yes.
And the gates of hell
cannot
prevail. So you got everything in you mm-hmm. to make it through.
The word.
You got everything in you yes. to have a victory.
Yes.
You got everything in you to get what you want,
yes.
to get what you need. But you got to understand, you got to master the atmosphere.
Yes.
Our grandkids, we go grocery shopping. They can go in the kitchen, they can eat, they can get as much as they want to drink. But one thing they cannot do is touch that AC.
Yeah.
They don't have the authority to change that atmosphere. They don't have the authority. Don't touch the AC. Leave that AC alone. Well, so what I'm saying is, you're responsible for your atmosphere.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's going on in your life? One word.
One word.
One word.
That's it.
Can make it better.
Yeah.
But see, we want to see, we want to say what we see.
Yeah.
But you got to start saying what you don't see until you see it.
Yes. Yeah. You got them two. We got these 2 minutes left. But in these 2 minutes, we must know that the word of God stands for sure. Because what I say again, he said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word is going to stand forevermore. If we be founded in the word of God, not be founded in what we're going through,
mm-hmm.
not be founded of how we feel,
that's
but
right.
if we be founded in the word of God, mm-hmm. we should be able to stand the test of time.
Yes, we should be able to stand. He said, I stand by my word. He said, everything else can fail.
Yes.
But before I fail you,
yes.
my word will fail. And we know his word can't fail. It can't fail. So you got to take God and his word.
Yes.
You got to take him. The word says you're healed, you're healed.
That's it.
You're delivered. Stop looking at what it look like, sound like, feel like, taste like, smell like. And trust the word of God.
Yes, you got to trust the word of God. Look, our time is come and gone for this Friday. Oh, boy, I tell you, that was very good. We thank God for you tuning in to the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. No matter what you're going through with, just trust God. Know this, I've got to leave you, but he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. God bless you is our prayer. Until Monday, same time. We love you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.